Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirvan Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now on Masechet Menachot Daf Ayin Chet Amud Aleph. About to take a look at the first half of Mishnah Bet of this day. Perak Hamiluim Hayu Ba'in Kimatsa Shebat Todah. So the bread that was brought at the Miluim, at the 7 days before the dedication of the Mishkan, was brought the same way of the Matzah, meaning Chalot or Kikin or Vicha, the three types of Matzah. And the same amounts, Nizirut Haitaba Ashteya Dot Kematzah Shel Todah, came 2/3 of it, Chalot Urikikin, Ein Ba Rivucha. So it has two of the kinds, not the Rivucha, as you see in the Psukim, Nimtza Asara Kabin Yerushalmi, Chein Shisha Esronot, Ve'od Diyan. So how much is in the Nazir's loaf? Remember, the Todah's loaf has 30 Kabin, and 15 are chametz and 15 for the matzah, 5 for each of the sets. Here there's 2 out of the 3 sets, so there's 10, which is 6 esronot and odayan, which means 2/3, 2 odds. So the reason is because, of course, each one has 3 and a third. Okay, the Gemara immediately addresses the question of Menahan Emili. How do we know that these are the amounts brought? In the context of the Yom HaShmini, Misal HaMatzot HaShel Lifnei Adonai Lekach Chalat Matzah Achat, one, V'chalat Lechem Shemen Achat, we don't know what that means, an oil bread, V'rakik Achat, so we know wafer, we know Chalat, and we got a third one. Zbishtam HaChalot, Chalot, Rakik, Rakik, those we know. Shemen Maininu, what's that? Lav Revucha, so it seems to be a Revucha. V'avya V'eima Anta Demishcha, maybe it means a ball of oil. Ela Kedrash Ravnach Marchista, B'shpeh Rabbi Tavla, this is in the Torah Tamilchan, Parshat Tzav, when it introduces the special korban of the Kohen Gadol, and it mentions Aharon Uvanav on the day that they're anointed. What happened to his sons on the day he was anointed? It's referring to the first day of anointment, meaning the regular chinuch that's brought, the first time any Kohen does his avodah, is the same as the anointment. So just like at the his anointment, there was a revucha, similarly at the chinuch. All right, so that's how we learned that the miluim also had a revucha. And Rav Chista, Kohen Gadol HaMitkarev LaAvodah, interesting halacha. When a Kohen Gadol comes to do his first avodah as Kohen Gadol, Tzarich Shtei Asunot HaIfa, he has to bring two of those offerings. Achat Lihim Mashcho, one, because he has now become Kohen Gadol. V'achat l'chinucho, one, because he's now going to begin a new avodah. Rashi Amar Shalosh, he says there's 3. V'lo pligi, they don't disagree. Had avod avodah k'shu k'kohen idyot. Ha, in the very unlikely scenario, d'lo avod avodah k'shu k'kohen idyot, if he never did avodah before, and his first time of doing avodah as a Kohen Gadol, he brings 3. One, for his daily Kohen Gadol offering. One, for his first offering is a chinuch of regular avodah, and one is chinuch as avodah of Kohen Gadol. Okay, nizir d'taba shtei adot k'matzah shebat todah. So the nazir brings 2 out of the 3. Tana Rabbanan, in the pasuk about todah, it says, al zevach todat shlamav, and we've already seen several times, this drasha l'rabot shalmei nazir, then we know that that includes shalmei nazir. For what? Laseret kabin yerushalmi otovit shemen. They get a quarter of a log shemen. And 10 kabin. Yachol l'choma shamur banyan. Maybe the Nazir gets everything. Talmud lomar matzot. Therefore, in the context of the Nazir, it says matzot. My Talmud, how do we get our papa? Davar shemar bo matzot. Lafuk yivuchar lo nabar matzot. In other words, he only gets chala and rikikin because they're both called matzot. Rivucha is never called matzot, and the Nazir has a sal matzot. Okay? Talmud Rabbi Shmuel, he gets it from a different place. Tana matzot klal chalot rikikin prat. It says, Salah Matzot, you take one of the Chalot and one of the Rikikin. Kalu Prat, and Makal Mashiva Prat. What's the rule? That when you have a general statement of Matzot, you must follow the list as exhaustive. Chala and Rikikin, and that's it. Chalot Rikikin in, Midi Achrin Alo, including Revucha out, so he only gets 2 out of the 3. Okay, next Mishnah, HaShuchet Etat Todah Lifnim. Let's say that you shechted the Todah in the Azara, but Lachma Chutz Lachoma. But the loaves are outside of the choma, which choma we'll see in a minute. Lo kidei shalachem. The lachem doesn't count. Shchata ad shelo karmu fanei batanur. Let's say it was in, but it was in the oven and it was not yet browned. Afilu karmu kulan chutz v'echad mehen. Even if all but one of them had gone brown, then lo kidei shalachem, none of them are kadosh. Now, my chutz lachoma, when the Mishnah says chutz lachoma, where is that? Reuchon amar chutz lachomat beit pagi, meaning outside of the city. Meaning, if the bread is in a place that it is pasul to go once it's kadosh, and may not be eaten there, then it doesn't work. So, kishamar chutz lachomat azara. He says if it's outside of the azara. Why? Rish Lakish amar chutz lachomat azara, but in an al besamuch. Because it's al zavach todat shlamav, al means right nearby. It has to be in the same area. Because there is no reason to say the lachmei todah have to be in the azara, they're going to be eaten outside. Except for this consideration of al. If it's outside of the azara, as long as it's in the city, then it's kadosh. And we don't have the obligation of al being besamuch, it doesn't have to be nearby, just with it, as eaten with it. Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan had this same machloket about how to interpret the word al, and in the context of the Azara. We have the Mishnah in Psachim Hashochet HaPesach Al HaChametz. Remember, there's a lotasei of shechting the Korban Pesach when you own chametz. Over lotasei, Rabbi Yochanan Omer Afa Tamid, even the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim, which is brought beforehand, if you own chametz at that time, then you violated that law. He says, you're only liable if you're one of the people doing one of the avodari, the bnei chavura, and you have it with you in the azara. But if your chametz is somewhere at home, you don't violate it. Because lo tishchat al chametz, al. Afal pisha enimo bazara. Even if you have it back at home in Afula, it's still a violation. So why do Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan replicate their machloket about the meaning of the word al? Answer is tzricha. We need them both. Ditmar ba'ahi, if we only had the psachim discussion, ba'ikam Rabbi Yochanan, cholecha di'ita be'surakai. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan only says it in the context of chametz because wherever you are, there's an isur to own chametz. Only inyam ikat mikdash lechem, but as far as the lechem goes, even moda Rish Lakish, maybe he will agree with Rish Lakish that the lechem has to be nearby. Ita v'nei kadosh, abarlo kadosh, only inside it's kadosh. Eat my behind, now just flip the tzichuta. If I only had our case, Pakam Rish Lakish, I would say Rish Lakish only says that al means inside of Ahach Emod Rabbi Yochanan. Perhaps he would agree with Rabbi Yochanan about Chameitz, Tzricha. Therefore, I need both. Tanik with Rabbi Yochanan, as often happens, we have a bright that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Shechet HaTodah Lefim Lachma Chutz Lachomat Beit Pagi, if it's outside of the city, Lo Kidei Shalachem, implying that if it's inside the city, even though it's outside of the walls of the Azara, then it is okay. The end of the Mishnah said that if you shechted the Todah and the bread had not yet browned, then it's a kadosh. Meaning that it already has to be bread when you shecht it. It has to at least be brown. Yakriv korbano al zevach. What is that juxtaposition of words? It's when you shecht the Todah. That's when the bread becomes kadosh. Zevach todat. Why does it say zevach todat? Shlamav melamed she'im shachat shelo lishman lo kidei shalachem. And this we'll see this in the next Mishnah. That if you shecht the todat shelo lishmo, even though the korban is kasher, nonetheless the lechem doesn't come in because it's zevach todat shlamav. Tanu rabbanan yotzin matzah nav matzah asuya bi'ilfas. This is halacha in korban in matzah pesach. You can use raw matzah. We'll see how raw. And matzah that's baked in like a kettle. My matzah. Now, what's raw matzah? Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So he says, Kol shepor sava in chutin nimshachin hemana. If you tear it apart and you don't have any stringy stuff come out, it means it can't be that raw that if you pull it, that it gets all stringy, then that's called cooked enough. Amarav, and then Rava says, V'chein l'inyan lachmei todah. The same thing applies to lachmei todah, that it must be at least baked that much. Pshita, hacha lachem ktiv, hacha lachem ktiv. Of course, matzah is called lachem, and lachmei todah is called lachem, so why would it be different? Ma'oratema, echad amarachmona. Remember that you have to give truma to the kohen of your lachmei todah, and it says echad, and we said, shelo yitol parus, you can't give him a slice. Makan apresiadami, maybe if it's still kind of raw, it's like it's cut, sliced. Kamash malan, that as long as it's that together, it's okay. Itmar, todah sheshchata al shmonim chalot. We've had this discussion several times. If you shechta todah for 80 loaves, chizkiya bar chatshu arbaim mitoch shmonim, Rabbi Yochanan lo chatshu arbaim mitoch shmonim. Famous machloka between chizkiya who is Rabbi Chiya's son and Rabbi Yochanan, whether 40 work or none work. And Amar Rabbi Zeira, Hakomodim means Rechizkiyon Rabbi Yochanan. Agree. Hey, Chadam Ali Katshuvai Mitoch Shmonim. If you say I want 40 out of the 80 to be Kadosh, then Kashut works. Ali Katshuvai Mimala Mikeni Katshu Shmonim. And if on the other hand you say, I don't want 40 to work unless 80 work, meaning I'm not going to allow 40 to work alone, Lo Katshu, that doesn't work. Kipli Gibestam, other Machloket is only if you don't stipulate. Mar Savar Lachrayut Kamechaven. Chizkiya believes that the reason you brought 80 is just as backup. Marsav the korban gadol kamachavin. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you're trying to bring an extra big korban. There is no korban of 80. Abaye Amar, Abaye disagrees, says, to kuli alma le korban gadol kamachavin. That's the proper yursa. Everybody agrees that you're bringing a korban gadol, it should be no good. But the machloket is, can klei sharet work in spite of your bad intent? Marsavar, Chizkiya says, klei sharet mekanjin shalomidat, meaning, when you put it in the kli, it's Mekadesh only the ones that are supposed to be, even though you intended more. Rabbi Yochanan says that's not true. If you intended 80, that's what your intent is, and it doesn't work. Rapapamar, he takes it further. Everybody agrees that Klei Sharet work against your intent, and therefore it should work. But their machloket is about the knife. Because the knife is what's Mekadesh when you shech the Toda. Mar Samar Sakin Mekadesh Kechli Sharet. A sakin is a kli sharet, it's Mekadesh the same way. That's Chizkiya, and therefore it works against your intent and makes it 40. Marsav a sakin came in the late letoch. Rabbi Yochanan says, since the sakin has no toch, no receptacle area, therefore Mekadesh kli sharet. It's not like a classic kli sharet, like a bowl or an isaron or something of that sort. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan would say, the sakin doesn't have the ability to overpower your bad intent. Veikah d'amri, we have a flip on this. Rav Papa Amar d'kuli alma klei sharet ein mekadshin ela midat. No, klei sharet only do what you want. V'acha b'sakin kamei pagin, the machloket is about the knife. Marsav asakin alima miklei sharet. Chizkiya says, a sakin is stronger than klei sharet. V'gav d'leit letoch, even though it has no receptacle area, mikdasha, and it's mekadish against your intent, and only the 40. Marsav asakin lo alima miklei sharet. Sakin is no better than klei sharet, and can only do what you intend it to do. And therefore, it only will try to Mekadesh all 80, and of course, that will not work. Okay, next Mishnah. Shchata chutz tizmana v'chutz tzimkoma. Let's say you shechted the Todah with wrong intent, what we would call pigol. Kidei shalechem, the lechem works. Shchata didn't say trefa, if on the other hand you shechted it, and when you opened it up, you found it was a trefa. Lo kidei shalechem. And at this point, we would have a very simple solution. Whenever psulo bakodesh, then the lechem works. If not, and the litmus test, of course, is if you put the meat up on top, would you bring it down? We dealt with that at length in Zvachim. Now, shchatav and say balat mum, if you shechted it and became, and you found that it was a bal mum, the bread is still kadosh, achamim lo kadesh, not. We'll have to see why. Shchatav shalo lishma, and that we already saw in the Gemara earlier, v'chein el hamiluim, the same thing applies to el hamiluim, the aisle brought. At the miluim with the bread, and the two lambs of Shavuot, which come with the shtei alechem, any of them shechted shalishman, lo kidesh alechem, their attendant bread is not kadosh. Notice that El Nazir was left out. We'll see why. Now, matnitid mani, who is the author of our Mishnah? The answer is Reb Meir, because we have a very long brayta here where Meir and Reb Yehuda disagree about the two generations earlier, Reb Eliezer and Reb Yeshua, what they felt about this. The Tanya, and you're going to see this bright as just like our Mishnah. Zeaklal, kol shepisul lo korban shchita. If the psul was before shchita, like a treifa, lo kidesh alechem, then the bread supposed to come along with that is not kadosh. Pisul lo achar shchita kidesh alechem, and therefore shchata chutz mana chutz din koma kidesh alechem, like our Mishnah. Shchata say treifa lo kidesh alechem, like our Mishnah. So far, it's perfect. Shchata say palat mum, Rabbi Eliezer mer kadesh, Rabbi Yeshua mer lo kadesh. So now Chachamim in this version is Rabbi Yeshua. Divrei Rav Meir. So that's Rav Meir's version, and that's clearly our Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, he disagrees. Lo nechlekeh Rabbi Eliezer Rav Yeshua al sheshchatav and say treifa shelo kidesh. They did not disagree, and by the way, he was agreeing here with Rav Meir, that if you shechted it and found out to be a treifa, it doesn't work. V'achutz lizmano shekidesh. Now the first thing Rav Meir says, he agrees, which is that if they shechted it, if the guy shechted it with machsheret pigul to eat it 2 days from now or whatever, then it is kiddush. Well, balmum shelo kiddush. They also agreed, and this is now against Rameir, they agreed that a balmum, just like treifa, lo kiddush. But what was their machloket? Because we know they had a machloket. Al chutz l'mekomo. And the second thing Rameir mentioned, chutz l'mekomo, which is somewhat surprising, because chutz l'mekomo is always a parallel and a subset of chutz l'zmano. Shabliyezer omer kidesh, Rabishu omer lo kidesh. That's where they had the same machloket. You thought about Balmum was about chutz l'mekomo. So now, Amar Rabliyezer, ho'il v'chutz l'zmano pasul v'chutz l'mekomo pasul. Think about this. Both of those are psulim. Because of your intent, machutz l'mano kidesh, afchutz l'mkomo kidesh. So I think chutz l'mkomo should be like chutz l'mano, which you will agree, Rabbi Yeshua, everybody agrees, is kadosh. Same thing chutz l'mkomo. Rabbi Yeshua, who ever chutz l'mkomo pasul, val mum pasul, because I believe that we all agree in this version of Rabbi Yehuda, that val mum is no good, and chutz l'mkomo is no good. Ma val mum lo kidesh, afchutz l'mkomo lo kidesh. So val mum should be the model, and chutz l'mkomo follows it in lo kidesh. So Amar the Rabbi Eliezer, I need the mitihu lechutz l'zmano. I compare chutz l'mekomo to chutz l'zmano. Atati mitol lebalmum, you compare it to balmum. Nirele mitomet, let's see who it's more similar to. Im demel chutz l'zmano, denel chutz l'zmano. Yomel lebalmum, denel lebalmum. Whichever one is closer to, that's how we'll judge it. Yitchil Rabbi Eliezer ladun. So Rabbi Eliezer brought the following analysis. Danin psul machshava, psul machshava. Chutz l'mekomo should be judged like chutz l'zmano. They're both intent. Danin psul machshava, psul haguf. And you can't compare it to balmum, which is a physical defect. So Rabbi Yeshua Ladun, Rabbi Yeshua went the opposite way. Tanim psul she'en bo karet, psul she'en bo karet. After all, balmum is no karet involved. And chutz l'mekomo is no karet involved. But chutz l'zmano is pigo with karet. Val yuchia chutz l'zmano shepasul v'yeshish bo karet. V'yo nitunenu mishalo lishmo shepasul machshava v'en karet. Plus, I'll prove it to you that there is a psul machshava without karet and the lokidei shalechem. And that is if you shech the todah shalo lishmo. Shatak Rabbi Eliezer, and that seemed to be the end of Rabbi Eliezer's position. He seemed to be defeated. That's Rabbi Yehuda's version of this whole thing. Now, Rabbi Meir, Maishna Shchatav, and say Treifa Davei Psulo Kodem Shchita. So, why does Rabbi Meir distinguish between a Treifa and a Balmum? With a Treifa, he says everybody will agree it doesn't count. Umaishna Shchatav, and say Balat Mum, Dolav Psulo Kodem Shchita. Right? Why does he say that is considered not Psulo Kodem Shchita? And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer will say Kidesh. The answer is Bedukin Shvayim. We're not talking about a regular moon. We're talking about a very fine moon, like something in the eye. Later, Rabbi Kiva, if you remember back in the Sugya and Zvachim about Im Allah Lo Yared, Rabbi Kiva says a Balmum also stays up. Which Balmum? Dukin Shvayim, meaning the kind of moon that if it were a bird, it would be valid. In other words, not a Chisaron Aver, but just a regular moon. In that case, we say that Im Allah Lo Yared. And therefore, v'libet Rabbi Akiva, the right imalu lo yirdu. And therefore, since b'diavad, if one on mizbeach, it would not come down, therefore, kidei shalachem. For Rabbi Yeshua, what's his position? Kiyam Rabbi Akiva, imalu lo yirdu, b'psula degufe. Rabbi Akiva only says that the animal itself is not so rejected, such that if it goes up, we don't take it down. Shushe lechem lo, but it's not strong enough to be mekadesh shalachem, and that's where the machloket is. Okay. Itmar, chatat sheshchata chutz l'zmana. If you shech the chatat, with machshavat pigol, im altalo teret, you put it up on the mizbeach, doesn't go down, just like we had. Chutz l'mekoma, Rava amar teret, Rava amar lo teret. Rava says the same thing as chutz l'zmano, just like, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eliezer said, and Rava said it does go down, like Rabbi Yeshua said. Rava k'Rabbi Yeshua, Rava k'Rabbi Eliezer, Rahadu be Rava ligabe de Rava. In this version, Rava acceded to Rava, midahadu be Rabbi Eliezer ligabe de Rabbi Yeshua. As if they replicated the discussion, and Rava said, I'll accede your point, just like Rabbi Eliezer acceded to Rabbi Yeshua. V'ikadami, but other people think, even though Rabbi Eliezer conceded to Rabbi Yeshua and said, you're right, chutz l'mekomo is no good, Rava did not agree with that about a chatat. Why? Hatam huda kamerlin dunan rishalo lishmo. Because what was Rabbi Yeshua's killing argument at the end? When he said, I'll prove to you psul machshava with lo kidei shalachem, and that is shelo lishmo. Hachei danet leim shelo lishmo imaltalo tered, but you can't say that about a chatat, because with a chatat shelo lishmo, it's totally pasul. And nonetheless, if it goes up, you're not going to bring it down. And so therefore, since what they're discussing is not the lechem, but they're discussing v'alah lo yered, if you use shelo lishmo, you're going to end up with a negative argument, one that's going to defeat you. And therefore, according to this version, Rabbah held his ground. Okay, the end of the Mishnah said, Shchata shelo lishma, it's pasul, and it gave the example of el miluim. Amar papa, shavak tana didan el nazir de shchiach. He left, he ignored the el nazir, which is more common, because it happened in history. Venaki El Miluim, that only happened one time, one for 7 days, and that was it. Tana Dan, so why did our Tana do that? Iker Milta Nakat, because that was the first time that there was any korban brought with bread, so he wanted to use that as an example. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast. Actually, we'll go ahead a little bit. We'll do one more Mishnah. Nesachim Shekid Shuba Kli. Kad Shuba Kli. V'nimtza Zelach Pasul. Let's say you had a wine libation and you were sanctifying them in the Kli, and then it turned out the animal was Pasul, the korban was Pasul. Emiesh Zelach Acher, if you have another korban, Yakriv Vimo. So bring the wine with that. V'imla V'Pasul Belina. If not, then let them go overnight and they're Pasul and you dispose. Amar Ziri. Ziri said the following thing. When do the Nesachim become sanctified? When you shecht the animal. My time, a why, Amar Kras. Zevach unesachim dvayom biyomo. So Zevach unesachim, it's the Zevach, the act of Zvicha, that makes the Nesachim holy. Alright, let's test that. Tan Nesachim shkijibuklib nesach zevach pasul, miyash zevach acher yikivuimo. Lad pasul bulina ar Mishnah. My love de ifsul b'shchita. Aren't we talking about a case where it became pasul at shchita? But we said it was already kadosh, and that's why you got to find another korban for it. But according to what Ziri said, it's not kadosh yet. Lo de ifsul bezrika. The answer is there was proper shchita. That's when it became kadosh, and it became pasul bezrika. Now, come on, that's only follows Karebi. Rebbe against Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon. To Amar shnei dvarim amatirin malin zeh belo zeh. When you have two things that are matir, like shchita and zrika, either one alone will be mekadosh the thing. In this case, the nesachim. But Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. And therefore, the Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon can't be part of the Mishnah. The answer is yes, he can. I feel the time Rabbi Shimon, I'm asking him, going, Shekibal Daman Bekos Vinishpach. He did Shechita properly. He did proper Kabbalat Hadam. And then it got spilled out. But there was no Psul at Zerika, because there was no Zerika. How does that work? So Rabbi Shimon Savalah Kavate Nevoi. He holds like his father, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The Markol HaMeli Zorka Zaruk Dami. Anything that's going to have Zerika, the minute that you get it, it's ready for Zerika, it's as if it was already Nizrak. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon will consider that both Tvarim HaMa'alin were done properly vis-a-vis the sanctity of the Nesachim. And therefore, if you can't find another korban for them, then they have to be disposed of. Amar Mar, Im Yeh Zavach Acher Yikrivu Imo. We said that if there's another korban, then you bring the wine with it. Amar Rav Chista Shemen Shifrisho L'Shem Mincha Zeh. Pasul L'Shem Mincha Acheret. If you set aside oil for a particular mincha, you can't use it for another mincha. So how can you use this nesach for another korban? The beitin says, here's the condition that we are automatically putting into any hektesh. If you need the wine for this korban, fine. If not, they can go to another zavach. So yachi shemanami. So why didn't beitin do the same thing with oil? Shemen gufa minchahi, because shemen goes into the mincha. The nesachim are brought along with, but they never touch the animal. So why did Beit Din, if that's the case, why did Beit Din make the Tanai that if it doesn't work for this korban, use it for another korban? Why did they say if it doesn't work for this korban, it's chulin? The answer is gzeira shema yomru motzein mikli sharet l'chol, because people will see you taking something from a kli sharet, and they'll see you putting it, taking out the chulin, and they'll think that you could do that arbitrarily. But now they're going to see you taking Nesachim from one Zevach and doing it to another, not knowing the Zevach is Pasul, and they think you could do that arbitrarily. The answer is, he says that our Mishnah is only talking about a case where the Korban had already, the other Korban, the one you're going to use it for, had already been shechted and is waiting for wine, and now you got wine without a Korban, but not to come along and shecht a new Korban. Let it go. But if that's the case, Adatani Seifim Lav Pasul Belina, at the end of the Mishnah, it said, if you don't have another Korban, let it go overnight. Liflu Gnei Vedida, they should add the following very important writer. This only works if there was a Korban that was already slaughtered, waiting for wine at that point. If not, then lo. So the answer is Achanami Kamar. Really, that's what the intent of the Mishnah is. That's how Matityah ben Yehuda will explain it. That it's only true if there's a korban that's already nishchat at that point. Then we consider pasul. But wait a second, you're telling me that Rabbi Shimon is sort of the basis for this Mishnah with his position that that kol amed lizrok zaruk dami, but that means he'd have to accept the idea that leiv beitin matnealan and allows us to move the wine from one to another. V'idi bar avina rav amar rabbi yitzchak amar rabbi yochanan tmidim shelo hutzuchu letzibur. He says, if let's say that you ran at the end of the year of Adar and you had a few more tmidin, because you're always supposed to have six there available. Remember in the Lishkat HaTlaim, so it's the end of the year, then you don't need them. L'div Rabbi Shimon, ain't niftin tmimin. According to Rabbi Shimon, you can't redeem them. You have to wait till they get a mum. Chacham niftin tmimin. Chacham say you can, which means Rabbi Shimon does not accept leiv beitin around the land. Chacham say beitin made it tonight that at the end of the year, whatever tmidim you have there are chulin. And you're not chulin, but you could redeem them. And Rabbi Shimon says you can't. The answer is shani hatam di lutakon tabriya, because there's a solution. What's the solution? Let them graze, get a mum, and redeem them. Here there is no solution, so Rabbi Shimon will say leiv beitin was matneh. So it means Rabbi Shimon does accept the principle that leiv beitin matneh alehen. He just says that beitin did not make such a t'nai when there's another kind of solution. Okay, this time we will stop and we'll pick it up in the next Mishnah, the next podcast. I mean, Torah should have a wonderful day.